Coming up on TMS, the fallout has begun.
Take your finger off the install button.
Where'd all the money go?
Kid Rock for Senate. Woo!
Oh. Hey, you think I'm kidding, too. Taco Bell wants to marry you.
China is a one Prius country.
Your live calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it, just as we are ready for many other dangers that are around us all the time.
Maybe barfing's going out of style now.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
They are all that is man. This is The Morning Stream.
Oh my gosh, everybody. Look what it is. It's another episode of The Morning Stream for Thursday, the 16th of December, or February 2017. That's I'm right. Scott, and that's Brian, and I'm pooped. I'm tired. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm barely here. I showered and everything. It doesn't matter. I'm just like a big piece of meatloaf that got left out overnight, and you're not sure if you should still eat it or not.
Now, you, with your sugar mm-hmm. elimination, obviously that means caffeinated soft drinks are out the door.
Correct.
So you really don't, there's, is there?
Well, I could do like a Diet Coke or something, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't.
I'm just wondering if there's like, you know, aside from soft drinks, if there's a way to ingest caffeine other than the pills, too. You don't want to just hit the no-dos.
Yeah. Unless you're a truck driver.
We all saw that episode of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, we know what happened then.
With Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have seen that actual episode. That's hilarious that you brought that up.
Yeah, of course. Everybody's seen
that. Has everyone episode. Seen it? That was a very special episode of
Saved
by the Bell.
It was a very special episode of Saved by the Bell where Jesse got addicted to caffeine pills and then did a naked movie. Oh, no, that came later.
Yeah, that was much later, but still. It was. You could tell something was coming, right? You could tell we were headed toward which one of these cast members will be in a controversial, mostly naked movie.
And what's Shannon Elizabeth doing these days?
You know, she's got...
Oh, is that right? Shannon Elizabeth?
Something. Yeah, I think so. Or is that the girl from American Pie?
Oh, that's the girl from American Pie. What was the... Who's the...
Elizabeth Schumacher. Francine Middlebottom.
Elizabeth Berkley. That's it. Shannon Elizabeth Berkley.
It's not Shannon Middlebottom? Okay, great.
What's Elizabeth... Well, what is Shannon Elizabeth doing these days?
Yeah, you may as well. Same question, different person. Yes, that. So I'm tired, but I don't think it's the lack of sugar. And for me to get like the caffeine rush, it would have to be like, I don't know, like one of those 5-hour things. I hate that stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
I don't like
crazy
those.
Neighbor. So crazy neighbor and my former boss went to Mexico for a little vacation. After I left the company, the two of them went down to Mexico for, I guess, like a vacation thing. And we're there, I think like 3 or 4 days. First day they get down there, they're exhausted from the from jet lag or whatever, just the flight or getting up early or who knows what. It's not like it's that when you're going from Colorado to Mexico, it's not a huge difference in time zones, right? It's like an hour earlier, hour later, or even the same time, depending on where you go.
Right.
And they went, but they were exhausted. Oh, maybe it was what they were drinking the night before. They were exhausted, so they went and got those 5-hour energy things.
It's your This is your neighbor Dave. Let me think if he might have been drinking the night before. Yes, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Is it possible? Yeah. Is something like that even possible?
I'm going to say yes on that.
And
just a guess.
Woke up 5 hours or not 5 hours, but woke up like several hours later with no memory. Like they think they just fell asleep on the bed in the hotel room.
Yeah, but they're not sure. They
but
don't
they
know.
Don't remember. They don't remember anything after taking the 5-hour energy drink.
Yeah,
except probably going back. Hopefully going back to the hotel room and.
Yeah, hopefully that there was no detours to something called a donkey show or
right
anything
exactly.
like that.
Both kidneys were in place.
For some reason, I didn't know that Dave worked with you. I thought he was just the neighbor. How'd you guys end up living next to each other and working for the same company or at the same company?
So when we moved here in 2002,
it
was right after kind of the big tech bubble burst. In Boulder, and he was working in a company in Boulder that was doing great, and then kind of suffered from the tech bubble bursting. So he was looking for a job, and after I'd gotten to know him and stuff, I said, well, I think we're probably hiring a development manager up at my company. I'll put in a good word for you. He's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he got hired immediately. I mean, the dude is
still there.
Brilliant developer. No, that company is not even around anymore.
Oh.
That company, it's funny. What year was it? It was at Nerdtacular 2014.
Okay.
Might have been 2015. The morning we're in the hotel room at the Clip Clop, and we're about to head down to the ballroom for the first day's festivities.
Okay.
And I get a text from the boss at that company, who I was doing some freelance stuff for, not working full time for anymore. He said, decided to fold up the company. Thank you for your service.
That was it.
That was it. That was the
wow.
That was the message.
Well, that's a sad little peter out at the end there, isn't it?
It was exactly. That's going out with a whimper and not a bang.
Yeah, and you got it in the Utah. So
in the Utah, in the Clip Clop.
Yeah, in the Clip Clop while you were there. Wow, I had no idea. Well, that's interesting. Well,
it's a long story about the 5-hour energy drink. Yeah. Long way to get to 5-hour energy.
Well, the point is that I don't really have a good. The good option is I need to not act like a teenager and go to bed on time and get up at a decent hour and not be a poo at night. Like I.
Yeah, you can't really be giving me flack about this whole Iron Man plan that I have in Vegas when you'll do the same thing in front of Skyrim.
I will, but I'll only do it until like 3 in the morning. and then I'll cave and I have to go to bed. And that's where I would suffer in Vegas. Like I actually think you're going to pull this off no problem because I think you're more resilient than me, but when I'm if I was doing this thing in Vegas, I'd be dead by 3. There's no way I'd make it.
And if there was a sure way to be able to tell how tired Scott was, I wish there would be something that would kind of present itself. Oh, I know. It's the fact that you're wearing the Coverville t-shirt backwards.
I wondered if you were going to notice. So let me tell you, I got a little story about that.
All right.
This morning,
I spilled something on the front of it and I didn't want to get out another shirt.
I'm so groggy and poopy this morning. But let me just give the quick background. Last night, I played Heroes with friends. I'm working toward getting that mount in World of Warcraft. You play 15 games, you get this rad flame saber mount in World of Warcraft. So
right,
you have to do it with a friend and it has to be on Wildcard.
My whole raid team talk about it last night as they're force gripping or life gripping me backwards over the
I totally understand. So this is the thing I want to do, and so we've been playing with Bo and John, and it was getting a little bit later for John or Bo because he's in the East Coast, plus he's getting sick. I'm like, he should go to bed. So it's like 10 o'clock, that's midnight his time,
right?
We quit, and I think, oh, I forgot I installed Skyrim Enhanced Edition tonight just because I haven't looked at it yet, and it's been since October, and I thought, well, I should probably look at it.
You don't want to brand that business, right?
No,
you
don't want to. I don't want to leave it in the plastic on the shelf somewhere.
Right.
So I went and I checked it, and sure enough, it was installed. And I fired it up, and I thought, well, I'll just look at it for a minute. And that turned into 3 a.m. Mm. So I played that thing for hours.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was ridiculous.
Couldn't do
it. I don't know what was wrong with me, except that I got completely sucked back in. And what it reminded me of was, and you were saying before the show that game never really grabbed you, but it is. It is in my top 3 RPGs of all time. It is so good.
It's cool.
Just sucks you in and will not let you go.
I don't know what it was. If it was just a certain time in my life, I felt, you know, like World of Warcraft was already scratching that itch for me, or some other game was already scratching that itch for me, so I didn't feel, you know, the need to get into something else. I don't know what it was, but I played, I only gave it about 45 minutes, an hour.
And, oh, geez, yeah. I put like 200 hours in that game back in 2011.
I know, but at what point during when you're playing a game do you just say, you know, how long do you need to give a game to hook you in?
I completely agree. Like if you're not feeling it by then, I think you gave it the time it needs.
Portal, first 5 minutes.
Yeah, if it doesn't get you by 45 minutes, it's probably not going to get you. I can totally jive with that. What's funny is ironically I've had the opposite effect with Skyrim over the years. It has made me like MMOs less. Not that it doesn't mean World of Warcraft or any other MMO aren't great games. They are. But this kind of experience is what I wish MMOs were. And all those people yelling at their iPods. What is it, 2006? What am I doing here?
Yelling at their Zunes.
All you guys yelling at your brown Zunes that I should be playing ESO or Elder Scrolls Online. I have an account. It's fine. It's okay, but it's not. It's no Skyrim, and it's Skyrim's just special. So anyway, I'm playing that again, and I crave it now, and I'm playing through stuff I've already played through, doing a little bit different character build, but. Good Lord. And now I got to get some mods, and I may have a problem. Anyway, I was up till 3. That's the whole story there. What was my main point, though? Where was I heading with this?
I think it was just that you were tired. I mean, I think that's where it was.
Oh, that's why
from.
I'm tired. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not tired because I wasn't up. Whatever. I'm just tired. And then, so Brian, I want to know, so we all shaved our heads, right?
That's right.
And it's starting
I don't know why you guys did that. I mean,
it's starting to grow back, and we still get people who say, oh my gosh, all your hair is so short. What happened? And then we tell them, oh, we have this friend, and we explain it, and it's always, they're like, oh, that is so nice, blah, blah, blah. But then I always think, you know what's great is that she hasn't lost any yet, and I'm glad she hasn't lost any, but you're telling me it's starting to happen now.
It is kind of funny, right? Like, you know, you guys and a bunch of people, a bunch of listeners and Tristan and Simon, who's staying with us, all shaved their head weeks ago. Seems like weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Tina's managed to keep her hair, you know, just fine this whole time. Well, yesterday it started happening. She was brushing her hair and a big clump came out.
Ugh. And does it hurt? Does it feel like anything?
No.
It just falls out. Okay.
Yeah.
And do eyebrows come out and stuff like that?
They will eventually.
Okay. Because look, my ear hair. Will that?
Before long, she's gonna be hairless, like a trapeze artist in a
bar in Vegas.
In a Vegas rum bar.
Six feet ahead above you. Right. Got it. Dropping pit sweat in your drink. So, all right, but is it all at once? Is it going to be a slow process?
No, it's going to be gradual, but okay. She doesn't even want to bother with the gradual. Basically, she said once it starts happening, once she starts getting, you know, any of it coming out, any of the clumping and coming out or anything, she wants to basically just shave it all off. So that's the plan this weekend.
And, oh,
finally, this weekend, Tina's going to catch up to the rest of you yahoos.
Well, we'll be in good company. Is she going to just wear head wrap type stuff? Like, I always liked that look, actually.
It's weird. The turbans, the Gloria Swanson look.
Yeah, I like it.
She does have some. She picks them up, but she also has 3 wigs. She's got a a bright hot pink wig that she's really excited about.
Oh, cool.
She's got one that's a lot like her normal hair. That's the one we picked up at the wig shop. Yeah. And then one arrived yesterday with a Chinese package.
I think with a Chinese person attached to it.
With a Chinese person attached to it. This is her Jessica Alba wig. I don't know if the model on the website when she ordered it was Jessica Alba, or she just says it looks like Jessica Alba or whatever, but it's her Jessica Alba wig.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. Well, that's, I really want to see this pink, thing. I think that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get some photos of her, online, wearing that one, but,
and then shave the cat. I think the cat needs to be shaved.
I know the cat just decided to come up here and she's just like walking around my desk, rubbing on everything, like pushing lamps over, stepping on everything.
Aiming her butthole at you.
Yeah, she is. That's exactly what she's doing. Yeah,
that's what they do. That's all my cat. Any cat I ever owned, that's all they wanted to do with me
it's
was
like,
aim their butthole
at
me.
Hey, check this out. Look at this.
Yeah, look at my butthole. Isn't it great? all right, so there's that. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to Daryl F. Crone in our audience. I've never seen a more excited, proud father in my life, and so I wanted to, as a fellow father, give him a shout out. His daughter Michaela got accepted at the United States Air Force Academy. That is no small task, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That is very hard to get into, and he is like beside himself with excitement. She's just exiting high school, and I'm super stoked for him and her, so I just wanted to give a quick hello and shout out and grats to Michaela Crone and her dad Daryl. For getting into the U.S. Air Force Academy, and I think you're going to do great. She looks like the kind of girl that is a happy, smiley, wonderful person that could beat the living shit out of me.
That's so cool. Well, that's going to be super close here because that's down in Colorado Springs.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that. That's even cooler. Little homegrown thing there. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right. So come up and say hi, Daryl.
By the way, you know how we have the big NSA place out here? I've talked about it before.
Yes. With
that huge server farm.
Are you allowed to talk about that?
Well, this is the funny thing. I talked to a guy who was in the Army Reserves or something, and he is across the street from it in Camp Williams, which is an Army base thing that we've always had there since I was ever born. It's always been there. And right across the street, they took all that land and created this huge NSA facility where they have just who knows how many hard drives and how much capacity in there, but all of Brian's goat porn is somewhere in those servers.
Yeah, that's where it's all being stored.
Yeah. And so I said to him, he's really talkative, like, oh yeah, the base, this and that and the other, and we're doing this, and next weekend we're doing a training, blah, 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 and he's just talking and talking. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Hey, tell me something about that NSA place. What's that like? Dude shuts down.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah.
Doesn't say a word to me. Like, completely shuts off. And I went,
sure, there's got to be some fear there of like.
I'm like, okay. And then he did answer one question. I said, well, who actually is there? And he goes, well, we're not in there. Nobody's in there unless you are absolutely 100% supposed to be in there. And it's all IT people keeping the data up, running, not crashing, not, keeping the security up and that. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There's no Army dudes in there. They're just super nerds who've signed their life away to protect NSA servers for undisclosed
just
amounts of money.
Just working on the servers, right? Yeah. Just basically. Huh.
It was crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to throw
that out. That makes sense. What are Army guys going to do in there?
Yeah, I don't.
They're just going to sit there and watch the lights. You know, they're not going to be.
They're just going to fill a pillowcase full of soap and beat each other. That's all. If I've learned anything from movies,
there are more useful places for Army men. We're going to need some more Army men.
Yeah.
We're going to need some new FBI guys.
Yeah, we're going to need some FBI guys and some Army men. All right, so all of this is happening. All of this is going on, and what a great day it is to be alive. So thanks for being on the show, everybody. Hey, a little bit later, we're going to do a call now segment. We haven't done that in a long time. Wendy's out. She's skiing in various bits of Scandinavia today. And she wanted me to reassure everybody that, because what she described last week sounded like this fancy European tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's costing her like zip. Because I know my sister and she's too cheap to do anything like that. So
there's the visualization you have from James Bond movies of like the slopes of Scandinavia, mm-hmm. and you know everybody wearing these slick jackets and
mm-hmm.
lightly tinted sunglasses and I don't know what's the. Yeah. There's a visual. I'm trying to figure out what the key thing is about that visual, but I can visualize it.
I got a little. Here's a clip to remind us about James Bond.
The actor who plays James Bond looks an awful lot like Vladimir Putin.
Mm. No, of course he does.
Putin.
And I've never seen the two of them in the same place.
Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
And as we know. Vladimir Putin.
Oh,
I can't try and find the one where he says Putin or Putin. Did I spell it wrong? Hold on. Putin.
When you come to the.
Nope.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, that's just pew pew. All right, never mind. Can't freaking find it. All right, what are we doing now? Oh, let's let's go do the news here. Hold on, I got this right here. Here you go. It's the news brought to you by.
Really? Okay. GetGeek are at Fortag som erbjuder its IT support till privatpersoner med root arvet avdrag tjäna pengar på din IT kunskap and visit getgeek.se for more information.
That's amazing. You killed it.
Some Swedish there.
Yeah, you did really good.
Nailed it.
I think you did really good. I'm impressed. Do you want to hear my reading?
Sure.
Get geek are at Fortag some Ed Berger. That's how I do it. You sounded at least a little bit like you were trying.
Get geek is a company that provides IT support to individuals with RUT deduction. Cash in on your IT knowledge. Visit getgeek.se today.
You like are a virgin? Meet me here. All right. Let's see.
Private personer?
oh my gosh, the stupid cough. I can't laugh without coughing. A wife We all have them.
We do. Well.
So, well, you and I have
one. Our wives don't have wives.
No, no. Our wives don't have wives, but you and I have one wife each.
Yes.
That is the law. Wife
careful, Adam and Steve.
Yeah, no kidding. Wife accidentally donates husband's secret $8,000 in cash to a Goodwill.
Whoa.
Oops.
Yeah.
This piss you off. A California woman. California woman. What's her power? We haven't done this in a while.
California woman smells like bougainvillea.
Oh,
Excelsior.
All right. Okay. Goes to oxygen bars, all that stuff.
That's right. Takes the 405 down to the 10, and then you're going to wait on the 10 for about an hour, and then you're going to take the 10 to the 5.
Ugh. I hate L.A. traffic.
Then up to the 110.
I've only had to be in that stuff like a half a dozen times, and I hated it every time I was there.
I know.
A California woman who accidentally donated a shirt concealing her husband's secret stash of $8,000 in cash to Goodwill said recovering the money was a miracle. Bob Hoffman, age 65, of Placentia.
Placentia, yeah. I know.
That's an awful city name, dude.
It really is.
Oh, my
placentia?
Gosh.
Is it placentia? Like, do you...
Is it placentia? It's even worse.
Even worse, yeah.
Placentia.
Placentia. I think placentia.
Placentia, California. That may as well be Placenta, California.
Yeah.
Anyway, said he'd been saving up the money in secret for years to take his wife, Linda, age 68, on her dream vacation to Italy.
It's pretty good Italian food.
Yeah, the Italian food is in Italy. My plan was to save 10 grand, Hoffman told the Orange County Register. One day I was going to walk up to her and say, we don't have to wish anymore. Oh, this is sweet.
It is really sweet. Yeah.
He said he decided to put the vacation plans on hold recently when a relative fell on hard times and was about to be evicted from with their children from their home. So he took the money out of the bank and planned to present it to the relative. Hoffman discovered that he made a mistake, however, when he discovered the shirt where he had hidden the money in the envelope went missing. Was donated to the Goodwill by Linda. They ended up finding it. They got it back. Everything's fine. That's lucky as hell, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
But also, how big of an envelope is 10 grand? That's pretty big.
It's got to be big. Even $100 bills, right? I mean, 8,000.
Yeah.
That's 80 $100 bills at a minimum, unless he's... I don't know. Can you get... You can't go to the bank and say, let me trade these 10 $100 bills for a $1,000 bill?
I don't think so. I mean, there is a $1,000 bill. Who's on that anyway?
Larry Zonkus.
That's it. Larry, President Larry Zonkus. Only in for a month. the Zonkus ticket was a big deal.
DeLuise is on the $1,000 bill.
Tom DeLuise. There you go.
Yeah, but still, number one, dumb place to hide it, you know, in a shirt. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah. That is dumb. Like, but, I would have. There's a billion places I'd have hidden that money that wasn't a shirt hanging in a closet.
Right, exactly.
That's insane to me. She probably just grabbed it, didn't even really look, just thought, well, I hate, by the way, when my wife does this, and I love my wife to death. Everyone who knows me knows I love Kim. But man, once in a while, oh, I never got to why the shirt's on backwards. That was what the original story was, now that we're talking about shirts.
That's right.
I forgot all about it.
You were going to explain that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. All right, so I was so tired this morning. That I just...
Well, hold on. We'll come back to that.
All right, we'll come back to it. Don't let me forget.
You never finished the...
Yeah, don't let me forget.
I love Kim, but sometimes... Oh, this is why my shirt's on backwards.
I hate it when I go into the closet and see that there's just like a little shirt or two missing. And she thinks that I've got so many t-shirts that I'm just not going to notice.
Right.
But she's grabbing the ones that I notice. I'm like, honey, what are we doing? She goes, oh, those are going to Goodwill. Well, where are they? And they're in a bag in the back of the car. And I got to go like dig in the bag and like pull out the one I wanted and then go put one that I didn't want in there. Drives me freaking insane.
Yeah.
But I guess if I was better about managing my own clothes, she wouldn't have to do it. So
Tina doesn't do that, but she will, you know, because you're getting t-shirts from listeners and loot crates and things like that. Of course, I'm doing a couple new t-shirts every few months for both for Coverville and for Andrew Allen albums.
Right.
So she will actually just stack them next to the dresser where I usually store them.
Yeah.
And in order to, you know, it's either I have to put them on and wear them right away, or I go put them in the pile to donate, or I take some shirts out of the drawer where they're too full to put any more in there and then replace them with the ones stacked next to it.
Yeah. And that's good what you're doing. Like, I should do that. That's what I should go ahead and do that, so then my wife would not be forced to like throw shirts away.
Right, exactly. As husbands, we should be better about that.
I agree. Well, here's the deal. So this shirt this morning, the reason this happened is because I was so tired that I just grabbed the first shirt I could see. I put it on. I got in front of the mirror and went, "That's backwards," and then didn't care. So I knew it was backwards before you said it, but I just was like, I don't care. I'm just going to wear
That's
it.
That's funny.
So now your logo, instead of your cool Coke logo, it's just your straight up URL. I'm advertising the show. Like,
there you go. That's good for the people who don't know where to find Coverville. Yeah. There's the URL right there. And Coverville.
There's the tag. Yep. Sticking right out front. What a dumbass. But that's just the kind of morning I was having. Let's see here. Michigan Republican Party is considering Kid Rock for Senate. Or as they wrote, Senate here.
Why not? Why, you know, at this point, why the hell not?
Well, they saw him in Joe Dirt and went, you know, he'd be great.
I want to be a senator, baby.
Would it be First Lady, who's he married to now? He's not married to that little person he had on stage a lot, right? That's not a thing.
Joe?
I don't know. There's Joe? I don't know.
Was that his name, Joe?
I have no idea. You're a music guy. I have no idea. Was it Joe? He died, I think.
No, that guy passed away. Yeah.
It was like a kid or something, right?
Let's see, yeah. He was married to Pamela Anderson for a while.
And wasn't him and, who am I thinking of? The Sheryl Crow? Wasn't she on the hook for a while or something?
Oh, that's right. They were.
I know they did a song together, but maybe I'm conflating that into a full-blown relationship.
Why did I think? I thought that they were together for a little while. Maybe not. No information on who he's, let's see, not on his Wikipedia page. I don't know who he's.
I want to know who the potential Kid Rock First Lady is.
Yeah, it's the only person he's ever married was Pamela Anderson. That was just from 2006 to 2007. But
they only went a year.
Yeah, and no, you know, Wikipedia doesn't say who he's dating, so.
I want to see who the FLOTUS would be. The FLOTUS.
The SOTUS.
Or SOTUS, sorry. Senator. FLOTUS is the... I don't know. I hate all the Otises.
Oh, yeah. Sheryl Crow, he was with for a while. Jamie King for a while. Mm. From...
Who's that?
She was in Sin City. She's the blonde woman that dies at the beginning that Mickey Rourke is in love with.
Oh, right. I know who you mean now.
Dated Kelly Pickler for a while.
Ah, Kelly Pickler. Leaving picklers in her wake, or pickles.
From from American Idol, but country music star now. Yeah. Krista Ayn.
Yeah.
Or Ann, I don't know, A-Y-N-E.
Yeah.
Mae Anderson, Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Didn't know about that. No. She's someone we haven't heard from in...
No, you want to see some blacklight footage of Chris Rock? Or Kid Rock? That'd be good.
Aaron Nass, Tamara Mellon, Brianna Banks, Conchita Lieflang.
Whoa.
That sounds like a made-up name.
Yeah, that's what I want to order.
His name is Conchita Lieflang.
We made that at Chi-Chi's when I was working there. It's really good.
Jamie Presley from My Name is Earl.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Jesse Jane, Sheryl Crow, Pamela Anderson, Jamie King, Midori.
He got around.
Yeah, this is the list. Kelly Russell, Amy Brooke. My God, dude.
He's not he is messing around. When I say he's not messing around, he truly is messing around. Well, anyway, this is the deal in Michigan. They want him to, They want him to write some law wittibus? Is that a thing?
Law wittibus.
Okay, that makes me want to die.
Yeah.
Just reading that.
Law wittibus, a bang a ding ding.
Oh, diggy diggy boom. Okay.
It's still, no, don't, you're right. It's still, it's horrible.
Yeah.
they understand it, but it's still shit.
It's still bad. The Michigan Republican Party name-dropped, is he a Republican? He must be. Name-dropped Kid Rock while discussing a contender for Michigan's Democratic Debbie Stabenow's Senate seat. No official decisions have been made as to who will attempt to unseat the firmly rooted incumbent. What's wrong, doctor? What's wrong? Oh, doctor, I've got a firmly rooted incumbent.
I want to get it extracted, please.
Yeah, I need to get it out. Let's see. I'm skipping down here. In 2008, the sunglasses-loving son of Romeo, Michigan, created the Kid Rock Foundation, a nonprofit with the goal of helping disadvantaged children, victims of war and natural disasters, and those suffering from illness. Some think he has the chops to be the candidate for Senate. So You may have it. Go for it, Michigan. Let's see how it goes. I think it'd be fun.
That's the only thing Kid Rock's done that I like is the Kid Rock Foundation.
It's just pretty good.
Well, I take that back. I do kind of like that Ba Wa Da Ba song.
I like the Sheryl Crow, not cover, but the duet they did is really good. Mm-hmm. I wish I could find that. I have it somewhere.
The thing he did with Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London and Sweet Home Alabama just... I won't say it infuriates me, but it just irritates me.
They're
because
bad.
It's yeah. We just took two songs and we're singing new lyrics over them, and here's a new song.
Yeah, it's poo. It's poopy McPoopy poo.
I can't get by that. Oh, I heard. Oh, this was a frustrating one. So, our trivia team was talking. So we've got in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we leave for Seattle.
Yeah.
For the Geek Bowl out there, and we're looking at our past Geek Bowl performances and kind of looking at what areas we're weakest in. And kind of not really assigning each other to like study up on those areas, but kind of subtly doing that.
Sure.
And we're realizing that brand new current music is something that we're not very strong on. I don't know my Halseys from my Little Big Towns, from my Chainsmokers, from my Chance the Rappers. Mm. So I've been listening to Sirius XM's All Hits channel. And boy, when they say hits, I think they've got the S on the wrong end of that word.
The shits.
Because it's not good. But there was one song that just irritated the crap out of me, and it's by Machine Gun Kelly with a female vocalist helping him out. And it's they've taken Fastball's fantastic song Out of My Head and then changed lyrics and made it about sadomasochism.
Mm. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's
bad, is what you're saying.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Okay. I don't like
I don't know. And I don't know if they, you know, when people do this, are they just not paying attention? Yeah, there's the song. Thank you, Captain Kipper. That's it right there. Mm. Do they just not pay enough attention or do the diligence to find out the real lyrics of a song?
Just the one? Yeah. See, I got a thing to say. You tell me if you think I'm wrong here. I think this is going to sound like old man talk. I swear it's not. Because I try to keep up. I've always liked what my kids have liked. It's never been a problem. In fact, I introduced them to music. Carter's so into classic 70s rock now. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
and it's
because it's
because I put it on her table. I said, listen to this compared to what you have today, yes. Right? So
people are saying, yeah, get off Coverville's lawn. Well, it's fine. I will.
Yeah.
I'll cop to that.
Yeah.
Yes. Music today sucks, man.
But I can tell you right now that I've talked to plenty of teenager kids, friends of my sons, who all agree. They think the stuff today is garbage. It's not great. And the stuff that I'm specifically talking about, there's a trend in rap, and I like rap, okay? Big 90s gangster rap fan.
Right.
There's a trend right now where it's like this, and this is my impression of current rap. There's a weird, like, sing-songy quality to it that is not very singy or songy and is always kind of off-key.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. In the way that they deliver the lyrics?
Yeah, and it's just kind of like these guys that sound stoned. I don't understand it. it's just stupid.
Jackalope says you must be listening to Drake. It is kind of a Drake. That is kind of a Drake thing.
It's a little Drake-ish for sure, but
I like Drake. But I think
it's hard to explain.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
though.
Whiny so and they don't. They're not good singers, but they're pretending like they are. And I don't know how that stuff's like top 10 material. I really don't get it. Anyway, whatever. It's Kid Rock. Good luck to you.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry to get off on a rant.
It's all good. Hey, we like Taco Bell occasionally. Brian used to work at a Taco Bell.
That's right.
He used to prepare the shells for everybody and all that. Mm-hmm. You can now get married at a Taco Bell, and it's gonna cost you $600.
And I know exactly which one this is happening. Without even reading the article, I know exactly where this is happening.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Well, here's the details. This is definitely thinking outside the bun. Oh, New York Post, you're the best. On Tuesday, Taco Bell announced that it's opening a 24-hour cantina and wedding chapel in the, wait for it, Las Vegas Strip this summer.
It's already open.
Is it already there?
The 24-hour cantina is already open, yeah. So they must not have the wedding chapel open yet, but you can go to a Taco Bell cantina.
Yeah.
I think it's by Planet Hollywood in that area between Planet Hollywood and the Harley Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
Museum.
That's in there? I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah, and I think it's
When you say cantina, what do you mean? Like, is a bar? Well, so, it's a bar.
It's a bar. That's the thing. So that's what makes it different. It's supposedly high-end versions of regular Taco Bell items. Mm. I don't know what that means. Like, you get a smothered burrito supreme or a, I don't know.
Come to Vegas and you'll get some real meat on your taco.
That's right. Or you get a naked chicken chalupa with rice and beans on the side. Is that what makes it? But you can also get alcohol. So with your cravings box, you can enjoy a Corona if you'd like.
Wow.
Yes, and I am planning on going there in April.
I'll go in April. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be all right. Down with trying that.
I hate wasting a food opportunity in Vegas where there's so much great food that I haven't, so many great restaurants that have popped up that I want to go to and try. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like I'll get nachos and a margarita there or something just to try it out.
Sure. You don't want to get full there because you got the rest of the day to worry about.
No, exactly. I mean, come on. If I'm going to get something to eat, I want to go again. You know, there's new places popped up all over the place I want to check out.
Well, if you want to pay the $600, you have to do this. You have to share a photo or a 30-second video of how Taco Bell played a role in your love story. And then you add the hashtag Love and Tacos contest, and fans vote for their favorites beginning March 1st. Judges choose the finalists, and then those people are going to get a wedding on the house. Huh. But if you want to pay...
They get married actually at the... So they get flown out to that Taco Bell. They get married in the Taco Bell.
I assume they'd fly them, right? Wouldn't they? It's Taco Bell. They should be able to do that. Maybe they make them run for the border. after the winning couple is whisked away to honeymoon suite, everyone will have the chance to order their chalupa with a side of happy ever after. Couples can come in and order a wedding off our menu, says Marissa Thalberg. She said in a statement, the $600 wedding package includes Taco Bell champagne flutes, just married t-shirts, a Taco Bell bow tie and a garter, a Cinnabon Delights wedding cake, and a wedding bouquet made of sauce packets. The package also includes a full ceremony and officiant. Your first meal as Mr. and Mrs. will be a Taco 12 pack. So good luck on your farty honeymoon. Ugh.
Right. Blah. I'm trying to find online a menu at the... Yeah,
it's gross. Let's see. Is there a menu?
Cheesy bacon jalapeno dippers.
Oh, yeah, that won't give you gas.
Right. You can watch them making the food. They have a souvenir shop. I can't find like a menu to see if they've got something different, but
maybe it's all the same stuff, just better.
Might be. Yeah.
I told you about that one in St. George where it's all better. Maybe it's like that.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, the one in St. George. We're stopping there on our way.
One of the closest ones to Vegas right there.
Yeah, it's an hour outside. It's really good. Huh. I may, I'm just saying this out loud right now because who knows what will ever happen, but I may retire there one day because I love St. George. It's beautiful, red rock, warm all year, all that. And then it's only an hour to Vegas.
Piece of cake.
Anytime I want to go.
There anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also only 4 hours from everybody else. They can come see me anytime they want. I love St. George. Awesome.
Oh, and let me throw this out there because I don't think I mentioned this when we were talking about my Vegas Iron Man deal. Mm-hmm. Because I got an email from a listener who was saying, oh, I'd love to hook up with you before you go on that big Iron Man thing. He didn't know that he could come with me. Anybody who wants to do this with me, come with me, please. Join me for this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Any insane people who really are crazy and insane.
James and Svet have already, you know, signed up saying we're going to join you. We fully support you in this endeavor.
I'm excited to see them.
And I've gotten offers like, well, if you do need a place, you know, you can stay. I live just off the strip. You can stay at my place. No, I don't want that. I don't want to feel like I've got a safety net. I don't want to feel like I've got the potential for some place to crash.
Feeling it. Yeah.
If I don't feel like I've got an option, then I'll stay out and it'll work.
I had somebody emailed and said, I wish Brian's Iron Man challenge was actually him in one of those crappy Iron Man costumes out on the strip getting photos.
Look, you know, Bill Duran, come on, we can make this happen.
Yeah, he's got most of that stuff.
Surely,
got
surely
and all that.
We've got. Oh, we've got. Yeah, his brother was wearing it at Nerdtacular.
That's
a couple
right.
years ago.
Yeah, his brother Bill Duran. No, Bob Duran. Robert Duran.
Robert Duran.
Rob. Yeah, Rob. There we go.
Rob.
Yes. I was going to get there eventually. All right. He's great, right. by the way. That guy's a teacher, and he deserves credit for being
a
teacher.
He's fantastic.
He's a good guy. Their kid's cute. His wife's nice. Moving on to our final story. Toyota only sold one Prius in China in December. One. Single car.
Really?
Yeah. They sell hundreds of thousands of those things here in the States per month.
Yeah.
And they sold a single Prius in China.
Salesman Larry got...
Yeah. They have the same market.
Yeah. Did not meet your quota, Larry.
We hired the same sales marketing manager as Xbox has in Japan, and that's about how many Xboxes they sold in Japan. Anyway, while Toyota Motor Company's iconic gas-electric hybrid car continues to sell in other markets almost two decades after the first one was sold in Japan in late 97. Wow, has it really been that long? Wow, 97?
Yeah. No kidding.
That's
20
crazy.
Years, 20 years, 20 years of Priuses.
20 years of hybrid, functioning hybrid car. That's crazy.
That's right, because they were the first one, right? They were the first hybrid, the Prius.
Yeah.
At least the first well-known, commercially well-known one.
Yeah. Well, I think so. The first, I think it may be just straight up the first commercially available one, not prototype. China's so gross with the smog issues. I mean, more people die in China and India from like pollution problems than anywhere else in the world. You'd think these people would be all over it, but nope. They're just not buying the hybrids. They're not trying to clean the air up. One Prius was sold in the country in December, the first sale since May. So they sold like two cars in from May to December. They sold 76 Priuses in China last year compared to about 700 in 2015. That's weird. As far as the Chinese are concerned, it doesn't look very good, says Steve Mann. Steve Mann.
What's his power?
His power is knowing how cars work in Japan or China. Mann said the Prius is a unique car that stands on its own, blah, blah, blah. And it's a shift in China's tastes away from sedans and toward more spacious sport utility vehicles. And that's not helping. So... China's going through a little stage. Everyone's dying of breathing in your damn air.
Feel like doing anything about it.
But even when I was there more than a decade ago, it was like, I felt like I was eating pea soup when I went outside. It was awful. Mm. Like their air quality is the shits.
Smog you can chew with.
Yeah.
And cut with a knife and fork.
Yeah. It's like a stew. It's not even a soup. Anyway. Oh. Hey. Music. You want to give me a break? Give me a break with some music. What do you got?
Let's break in some music.
All right.
How about another song from that band we played? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, I played another one from the band from yesterday. All right. How about a band from Manchester?
Oh, like the Manchester. Like United, or is it By the Sea? Which one is it?
It's Manchester, UK. So the UK Manchester, not the the New England Manchesters.
Right. Yeah.
This is a band called Cowards. Three musicians disillusioned with the Manchester gig scene, but still in love with making music. Mike Charles, Grant Tildesley, and Ewan Jones picked themselves up from the ashes of their previous bands and united in mission to create something meaningful and beautiful, determining to make an album before ever playing a gig. So these guys have been around since 2013. They released the album Teeth. I'm sorry, they finished recording the album Teeth and they started touring for it and they're getting ready for it. They're actually going out on tour right now. They are going to release this album in the middle of April, April 15th at Manchester's Deaf Institute. That seems a funny place to launch their first gig, I guess. I need to do a little more research on that, but it's seems ironic.
Yeah.
From their upcoming release, Teeth, here are Cowards and the tune What the Dickens.
Another week, we're in this room again. Trying to think of ways to do me in, stripped down, up against the wall. Still vertical, but that won't stop. I'm talking till I fall. Hammering the sun.
Another week, we're in this room again. In he comes, he's trying to think of ways to do me in. Stripped down, up against the wall. Still vertical, but that won't stop him talking till I fall.
Would you like to go from flabby to fabulous? Then you're ready for the Shake Weight, the revolutionary new way to shape and tone arms that is shaking America by storm.
Oh no, she's not my wife. My wife is in Mexico, I think, getting a divorce.
This is the Morning Stream. No touching of butts allowed. No butt touching.
We're back, everybody. That was kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it kind of had shades of the Vines and the Hives and a little bit of the bass line, like, you know, Seven Nation Army and the White Stripes.
The response from the chat room seems to be much better than yesterday. So
that's right.
That's good. I don't know. I thought yesterday was at least...
It was, you know what? It was different. And,
yeah, it was different for sure.
There are people out there that, you know, a couple people actually in the chat room even yesterday said, I like this. It's trippy and weird.
Yeah. It's got a guy who wants to call himself Dick. I get it.
That's right.
My name is Dick.
We've all been there. We know how this guy feels. Okay, we're going to enter a new phase of the show today, which okay. is nothing like normally when we have Wendy on and we deal with people's problems and whatnot. We're going to do something we call...
Call now. Our goal today is... What? Our goal today is to create them.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not going to have any problems unless we create a few. Okay, Wendy needs a fresh batch, and we do that by you guys.
Call now.
Calling now. And you do that by calling 801-895-4724. It's actually up on your screen as well. You can see that call live number, 801-895-4724. We'll take your calls on whatever subject you want to call about. You got a question? Great. You might win something, too. I got two codes to give away, Steam codes, courtesy of Nick in Kansas. One for a game called Lup, and the other for Culling of the Cows.
Nice.
And they're both good times. So if you want to get yourself a free code potentially, and you want to say something, just call in. 801-895-4724. Whatever's on your mind. You can ask a question like, hey, did you guys catch the deal with the thing? And we'll say, yeah, that was good. That was awesome, that thing. And somebody else might call and say, hey, Scott, what'd you think of the first episode of Colony? And I could tell you, because I watched the first episode of Colony, which was all right.
Talk about eating at the Taco Bell Cantina, or... ask me about the new 80 Pokemon they're going to be put into Pokemon Go tomorrow.
Actually, I have a question about that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, then call now, Scott.
And here.
While we're waiting for a caller, or do you have one?
I'm going to call now.
Call now.
All right, Brian, here's my call for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott in Salt Lake City. I love you guys. You guys are great. Anyway, my question is...
Salt Lake City, you're on the air.
You know, it'd help if I had the thing open where people can call. Sorry, everyone, if you're calling. It's... Damn it. I'm such an idiot.
Oh, sorry. I left the phone off the hook. Call now.
Basically, I did. So if you call now, it'll come through. Now they're flooding. Gosh, dang it, Scott.
Let's take one of
theirs. Let me hold my thought.
Yeah.
I do have a question about the Pokemon, so don't let me forget.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey there, it's TV Z-Gon.
Hey, TV Z-Gon. What's going on with you, brother?
So, I'm looking at an interesting family situation. My wife just got a promotion, mostly in part, I'm sure, to the Tad Vibes I'd requested a couple months ago when she was going through interviews. Mm. And they are flying her to Florida next week, and she's going to be gone all week for training.
Whoa.
So my family and I, two kids and myself, all on our own, a whole week. This is the longest we've ever gone without that half of the...
The parental, equation.
The responsible half is what you want to say, right?
Sure.
Yes.
See, I've been in this boat. I'm gonna commiserate with you directly because I've been in this exact same boat. I'm gonna give it to him off the air because that sounded horrible.
Yeah, he's got. I think there's. We're getting audio back feedback from him.
Something weird, but here's the answer to that from someone who's done this. First couple days, awesome.
Yeah.
You get pizza. There's video games. There's movies you want to watch. You're having a blast. You don't even care if Nick got his homework done. You're just having fun, and you're loving it. By about day four, You're eating Cheese Whiz right out of the can. The toilet's
walking
got,
around yeah. wearing tissue boxes for shoes.
Yeah, the toilet's got a floater for who knows how long it's been in there. Like, it's not good. So I don't have good advice for this. It's actually hard. The partnership.
No, this is a good point. Depending on the ages of your kids, yeah. It's a good time to recruit them mm-hmm. to help you. Like, basically say, all right, we're a team, you know, while mommy's gone, we're a team. We're all going to be working together. So I'm going to be relying on you guys to be helping me out here. Your role is to make sure that the dishes are put away from, you know, the table when we're done eating. And your job is going to be to make orange juice. So if you can handle that, and basically you just give them tasks and you,
you know, that list of things like process. Dishes and orange juice creation.
Well, you know, again, depends on how old the kids are.
Yeah. Like right now it's actually easy now, but when they were little, that was hard. And I had to do that for 2 weeks once while Kim was in Mississippi for a funeral and some family stuff. And I had all three kids and me trying to make it, and it was rough stuff. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, who's this?
This is Brandy from Rhode Island. Oh, holy shit.
Well, hello, Brandy from Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island.
It's nice to have you on. We don't ever get calls from Rhode Island, so this feels nice. Feels like a real special moment here with you.
Well, there's only four people that live there. It's so tiny.
Yeah, it's a little tiny Rhode Island place. It's a little island.
Yeah, no, it totally is.
There's only one road, right?
I get it, Rhode Island. Oh, my God, this is so weird. I'm totally watching, but I'm like a couple seconds after.
Yeah, that's how that goes. We are on delay. Anyway,
you know what it's so like trippy. For me in the
yeah,
chat room.
Yeah, so how are you? What's up?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
So, I just got a couple things. One, I absolutely love your Overwatch jacket, Scott.
Oh,
fantastic.
Thanks.
First thing I said when I saw it.
Represent.
And two, I need a question from Ibit.
Okay. Okay. You need a question from me?
Yes. Or rather, I have a question for you.
Okay, all right.
I've been watching the morning stream with my boyfriend for a while. He's a total geek about it. But I just noticed the cat tree. There's a cat tree, but there's never any cats in it.
The perch right here behind me.
Oh, yeah. This
Sometimes there is a cat. So there's Inara, for a while, was spending every morning here behind me in the cat tree and became kind of a fixture on the show. Even has her own Twitter account because of that, courtesy of Zoe and the tadpole. And now she just kind of walks around. I don't know where she is right now.
She's on your table for a while.
She was walking around my desk. She will follow me around the house, but she's very cat about it, where she doesn't want to act like she's following me around.
Yeah.
But we know she's following me
they
around.
They kind of so skulk and sneak and whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
She may, usually late morning she ends up in there. So she might end up in there before the end of the show. So keep an eye on the cat perch.
Well, I hope she heard the last part of that, because for some reason her call got disconnected. It wasn't me.
Well, She's got the stream open.
She's got the delay. Everything should be fine at this
point.
That's
right. Yes.
Let's see who this is. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Call Now.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
We can totally hear you. How are you? Who's this?
Hi. Very good. Thank you. This is Andreas, the Greek from Seattle.
I feel like we haven't heard from you forever, dude. This is awesome.
Who's going to meet me out in Vegas for the Iron Man Challenge, it's going to be Andreas.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've done that before.
I think you're thinking of the wrong Andreas. You're thinking of Eckbert.
Oh, this is an Andreas from...
No.
Oh.
Different Andreas.
Brian, actually, I sent you an email for meeting in Seattle when you're coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
That's right, yes. I'm the guy.
Yeah, we're having lunch that Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If you can make it, that would be awesome. But if you can't, I totally understand. No worries whatsoever. So I haven't called for a while, guys. I moved the whole family from London to Seattle, and it's been mad. We have a 3-month-old boy as well, and, you know, it's really not easy. Like, sleep is not coming these days. But
I imagine anyway, so. That is really hard. My hat is off to anyone who can make that kind of move and still breathe.
Yeah, I mean, and things come in, I'm sorry, I'm just blabbering away, but... We never imagined, you know, the kind of problems we're going to meet, even, you know, cultural differences between US and the UK, but also our, you know, three-year-old boy. We have two boys. It was a massive shock to him, you know, many things happened. But anyway, having said all that, I'm just going to say good morning, and we still love you very much. And Brian, hopefully I'm going to be able to see you.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's awesome.
So that morning, me and the trivia team were planning on hitting the Museum of Pop Culture. Mm-hmm. Number one, because we want to check it out. But number two, because we figure, hey, it's probably good. You know, we'll probably see something that'll trigger something that'll help us answer a question later in the day. You should actually, if you're not doing anything that night, you should definitely come to the watch the Geek Bowl, because it's always a blast, even for spectators, even if you're not participating. Oh. But I guess probably with two small kids, it might be tougher.
Yeah.
Having two kids is really, really not easy.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. And what I want to say, if you can have a couple of hours, it doesn't have to be with me. I could arrange, maybe you can visit Valve offices or Bungie offices, or, you know, I can look into this. Or, you know, because I work in Microsoft, I can even look at the Halo museum that we have.
Oh, my gosh, like Brian. Cool. You bastard. You're going to go get to see the coolest. Okay, if I'm ever out in Seattle, I want one of these tours. That's what I want.
What's the same deal?
Yeah.
That would be very cool. Yes, definitely. Let's talk about that, because I would love to check that out.
Do they have real portals at Valve? Can he jump in a blue one and come out an orange one? That's what I want to know.
I wish I knew. I've never been to the Valve offices. I've been to Bungie offices myself. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
They don't let you go in very deep, but, you know, even in the beginning, they have some nice taxis and things like that.
Yeah.
But the Valve office, they're supposed to be new and pretty cool.
Yeah.
The thing with Valve is, you know, you don't really have a contact in Valve or anything like that. You can just go there and say, hey, can we come in later on in the day? And they might say yes, they might say no.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I wonder if you ever catch a glimpse of Gabe Newell there while you're there. That'd be fun.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I actually bumped into him at BlizzCon once and didn't know it. We were there, I think Veronica was with me, and it was 2011, and I brushed against Gabe Newell in the crowd as he was going around checking out booths and stuff. And Veronica says, dude, you just bumped into Gabe Newell. And I looked around and I'm like, he could have just been any other large attendee. And I had no idea. Anyway, hey, Andreas, it's always good to hear from you, man. And my best to your kids. I know that's not an easy transition for kids, but I'm sure it's going to work out in the long run, man.
Thanks very much, guys. Right,
we'll see you later. Oops.
Thanks, have a good morning.
Cut him off. Didn't mean to. Got another call. Want to take this
one? Sure.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to
Call Now.
Welcome to Call Now. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nebutron.
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 My favorite Transformer. Yes. All right. What is?
Yes, I'm from. I'm west of Daryl.
Oh, west of Daryl. Okay, but wait, what does Nebutron turn into?
Puget Sound.
Puget Sound. Yeah, you're out in the middle of the water. Right. What is Nebutron? Yeah. If it was a Transformer, what does it turn into or from?
Oh boy, that's a tough question.
Yeah,
a Nebutron Transformer. She's neither good nor evil. She's not committal.
Wow. She's like
she's from Switzerland. She's a Swiss Transformer.
Yeah. She'd be like, Optimus Prime would say, pick a side, he'd say.
She can't pick a side.
It's good to have you on. What's on your mind this beautiful Thursday morning?
Yes, beautiful. It's beautiful now. I don't know if Daryl had power last night, but we sure didn't.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Weird.
Windy
did you get
and stormy
like
and rainy. Rainier than usual for Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about all that rain you guys had. More than usual, which is interesting because you have a lot of rain anyway. Mm.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of rain, but it's not a volume of rain. We get a lot of light rain. We don't get dumps, which is what we've been getting.
Yeah.
And so there's flood watches everywhere right
now.
Yeah,
that'll keep you people out of school and stuff. You'll end up staying home for that sort of thing.
I imagine so, especially
Lucky.
When the river runs over the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, I didn't have a question this morning. I actually had a thought about your Valentine's Day family movie night experience. It just dawned on me yesterday. I was thinking, you guys all shaved your heads.
You are not the first person to have this theory. In fact, we have an email. You know what? I'm going to keep you on the air. I'm going to keep you on the air while I read this email, and you tell me if you agree with this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, for the skinhead Johnsons.
Yeah, we all plop down right next to this African-American lady. So James, the aircraft mechanic, wrote in and said, hey, Scott, I have a theory on your John Wick 2 lady. I'm a large white man, and I've been bald most of my adult life. Not by nature, but by choice. I was a Marine, and I've lived my whole life around the military. A couple of years ago, I started letting my hair grow out, and it got pretty long. But recently, a friend of mine's wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I removed my curly locks to support her impending chemo. Yes, I'm talking about Tina. Soon after I took special notice, skipping ahead here a little bit. He said he was getting all these kind of these weird looks. He's 6 foot tall and 300 pounds and has this bald head. And he's pretty sure that when we sat down, we freaked her out because we looked like a bunch of skinheads. That's entirely possible. Nebutron is maybe right. And so is perhaps James. Like, that's not something I considered, but that's how, you know, that's just how blind to racism I am, Brian. I just don't see it. And,
that's right.
Yes. Well, and it's just, you guys are tall. My husband is 6 foot four, too, and he doesn't realize how intimidating he is. Yeah. And even though you were sitting down, so you've got big, tall, skinhead white guy with his skinhead kids and his skinhead wife. And, you're not scary people, but, you know, you never know how you're being perceived.
And this is always something somebody tells me. I'll walk into a room and people will say, and my kids say this, they say, I'm scary if you don't know me. And that is so foreign to me. I don't understand it because I don't feel scary at all. And I don't think I'm scary. I understand like a little baby cries because a 6 foot four weirdo with a beard stands there. But like, everybody else, when they see their first impression is, oh, he's so intimidating. Really? Like, I'm just a big toad. I'm a big idiot. I don't have anything scary about me.
Yeah. As soon as you open your mouth and start talking, he's like, oh, this seems like a really nice guy. And it's the same thing with my husband. Oh, this seems like a really nice guy. But if you just see him walking down the sidewalk toward you, you're like,
See, and so what I should have done is leaned over to her and said, hi, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Scott Johnson, and I shaved my head for a cancer person, and you are not to be afraid of me. Enjoy my popcorn or something. That's what I should have done. Now that I look back on it. I appreciate the theory. You're awesome. Take it easy. Tell Daryl to F off if you see him. Here's another call. Here's one from somebody. Hi, you're on.
Call now.
What's up? Who's this?
Hi, Scott and Brian.
Hello.
This is Kurt in the chat room.
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
How's it going?
You know what?
Fine, how are you?
I want you to win something today because you just seem like a nice guy right from the onset. So I'm going to give you a code. What was your name in the chat again?
Courage.
Courage?
You know, give me the secrets of Genesis.
Courage, yeah, Q-R-G-E, yes.
Send me a private message in the chat that you're in, and I will send you a code for the game called Culling of the Cows on Steam. It's free, and you're a winner today. But also, you probably called with a comment or a question. What's on your mind?
Oh, I actually wanted you to pass judgment. You two to pass judgment on something I used to do at work.
Okay.
See, when you guys were in the morning, like earlier in the morning, every time I'd sit down to listen to the morning stream, someone would call me, complain that they need paper in their printer. You know, I'm the network guy. It's kind of straight asking me to fill paper.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was annoyed at first, but eventually I just started filling the paper singing the morning ream, the morning ream.
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
People might think I'm a little weird. I was wondering what you two would think of this.
I think it's a little weird, but also you missed an opportunity to say paper. You ever seen paper? And do like a Waterworld moment. You could have done that, but I'm impressed, man. Well done.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Brian and I are 100% on your...
Skyhawk is already working on a remix called The Morning Ream.
Yeah, so. The Morning Ream, coming soon to The Morning
Dropping.
Stream.
That single will be dropping, yo, in April.
Yeah, watch for it. Coming soon. All right, we got a caller
by
here.
Way, if Brandy in Rhode Island's still listening, there we go. Cat in the tree. Cat
look
perch.
At that, Brandy. Look at that. Check it out. I liked her. She had a good attitude about life.
Call now.
Oh, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris in Seattle.
Hey, Chris. Seattle today.
Everybody, apparently the phone lines only work if you're in Seattle.
I guess so. Also, go ahead.
Representing the 206.
What's funny is you'd think we'd get more East Coasters because of the time forward business, and it's earlier there, but...
It's 9 o'clock. It's not like it's, you know, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But anyway, notice no trolls yet. All nice people. I like that. Yes. Hey, man, what's on your mind? You got a question or a thought?
I have a question. Say your horrible ex-wife made you move out and didn't let you have any of your stuff, and you had to fill a whole new apartment with new furniture, asking for a friend. what's the first thing you guys would buy?
Oh, my gosh, I love this.
Oh. A couch, like something basically that would double as a place to sit and maybe even a place to sleep. So I would say like a
Like a pull out, like a
futon couch thing, yeah. Or I mean, hell, IKEA is your best buddy. You got the IKEA down there, halfway between Seattle and Kirkland, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go to IKEA ASAP and I would get things cheaper and
you
crappier.
Need a York Flargon.
Yeah. Get a York Flargon where a little marshmallow man on a piece of paper tells you how to assemble it. Yeah. I'd do that too. I think Brian's right on the money. This friend you're asking for, we'll just stay with the scenario. What sort of stuff, like furniture, obviously, but like all your stuff, or excuse me, all their stuff?
All of your friends' stuff?
Yeah, all your friends'.
All my friends' stuff. Everything but the clothes.
I'm really bummed out about this. So, isn't there some recourse for your friend?
I guess in light of recent events, we shouldn't ask for her phone number, her address, should
no,
we?
No, we shouldn't do that.
No.
No. But I was... is there a way to get recourse? Like... What does your friend do now? Is there a legal way for him to acquire his items?
Yeah, there are my friend has engaged a very savvy attorney, so.
Oh, good.
We'll see, but you know, in the meantime, my friend had to rent a new place and
yeah. And right now that place is empty and devoid of any. I mean, you're going to need some cooking stuff too. I feel like sending your friends some things.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we should. I feel like I'm not saying anything here. I'm just saying that the tadpole might want to pull together and help out this person's friend and see if we can't help this person out. But what a bummer, man. I don't like this person's wife. I don't like that attitude. That's bad news. I think even if the worst marriages end, they should still be cordial enough for your friend to walk out with his stuff.
That's right. So, first and foremost, get an email. Have your friend get an email to me at covervillage@gmail.com. One of the things you're absolutely going to need for your friend's new place, your friend is going to need, is an oven mitt. And why not this great zombie hand oven mitt?
Nice. Zombie hand oven mitt. Very nice.
Zombie hand oven mitt. Yeah. Come in your friend's way. Just have him send me.
Yeah, and if I'll add to the list. If you send an email to scott@frogpants.com, I'll send your friend a signed piece of original artwork that you can hang on your blank wall.
Beautiful.
We can sell it to get a couch.
Yeah, you can sell it and buy a couch. But you can. I meant your friend's wall, not your wall. Why would you put it on your wall? But your friend's wall.
Yeah.
But anyway, let us know how it goes. Keep us informed. Man, that's call now.
Boy, you know, we started the top of this thing saying we're not going to help anybody. And we got, you know, my wife's out of town for a week. What do I do with the kids? Mm-hmm. We just moved here from the UK to Seattle. We got a friend got kicked out of his house. And what do you buy? We're not going to help any of you people.
Let me text my sister real quick. Eat your heart out, Wendy. We help more people
your
in
Thursdays
one day.
Your Thursdays are now free.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your Thursdays. All right. I was going to read this email, but I already read it because I think the John Wick lady is definitely... Right. I think that's actually a really good theory. I mean, I was always treated like something that was threatening, and maybe I was threatening. And I had this weird dark jacket on. I probably looked scary.
Yeah.
But I don't think of myself as that, ever. And no, I have resting bitch face. Watch, you guys. I'm resting my face.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah. Bitchy face.
See, I mean, yep. I'm not, but I'm fine. I was cursed with this. I hate it. Wendy has resting helper face. I have resting bitching face.
resting helper face.
And she does. She looks like she works there. Wherever she is, she works there. Because if she's resting her face, you think you're supposed to ask her for help. And then my daughter, Taylor, the poor thing, beautiful girl, lovely, attractive young lady, who, when she relaxes her face, looks like she's pissed at everything. And it's all my fault. I gave it to her. So the other two don't have it. They're fine. Nick just looks bored and Carter looks neutral. But not me and Tay. We look stupid.
That's funny.
Anyway, thanks for playing, everybody. And if you'd like to send your emails in, like the one we got here from James the Mechanic, Air Mechanic. Did I say that right? Aircraft mechanic. There you go. He doesn't work on the air. He works on aircraft.
Right. The air, at least most of the time, doesn't need to be fixed.
This is true.
Whereas the airlines, the aircraft sometimes does. Hey, indeed. Before we go any further, you were going to ask me about...
Pokemon, yeah.
Pokemans,
Pokemon, yeah. It's coming out soon. Watch for Pokemon, yeah. No, that's it's right. Pokemon Go's getting these 80 new Pokemon. They're from the silver and gold thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So here's my question. That's good and all, right? Like new Pokemon to find and all that. Mm-hmm. Sure. It also said that they're coming out with an encounter encounter gameplay, is how they described
it. They're improving the way encounters are handled. So, for example...
Because in my head, I'll tell you what I thought that meant, and then you tell me how I'm wrong. I thought that maybe meant... Because, okay, in a traditional Pokemon game, you've got like a team of three Pokemon, and you go out and you find a... Ooh, there's one in the bush. You have an encounter, and in that encounter, you do attacks on that thing until it's down to a certain point, and then you capture it with a ball.
Right, you choose one of the Pokemon that you have that maybe is good against a steel type or against a fire type or whatever.
Right, so you're doing your rock, paper, scissors. You're doing your whole thing. And then you capture the Pokemon if you've succeeded in getting it down to the level where you have a high chance of capturing it. And then you capture it. Now he's part of your little army or whatever.
Yeah.
That is currently not a thing you do in Pokemon Go. You jump straight to the throw the ball part.
You're the... Right, exactly. There's no... The only battling still occurs at gyms. However, they're adding new fruit. So we've got the raspberries right now that improve the chances that the Pokemon... you're trying to catch isn't going to run away from you, but they're adding some new fruit that will help you even further with catching Pokemon, like preventing them from doing their little attack animation, which makes you waste a ball that you throw at them. It increases the reticle that you have to throw the ball into to catch them, stuff like that.
They were going to put in a new gameplay mechanic where you actually had to fight a Pokemon to capture it. That's not happening.
No.
Okay. All right. So that element of the game.
Not yet. No, that aspect is not. It's still not in the game.
So that element of the game, if it ever does come up, is not now. And it's still, the gym is still your PvP, really.
The gym is still your PvP. There's still, you know, they promised trading at some point. They promised a friendly PvP where you can battle just your friends. Still isn't happening, but you get some quality of life, you know, improvements to the gameplay. And then you've got 80 new.
All right.
80 new Pokemon.
I knew you'd know.
Because I still have about, you know, 8 of the original ones, aside from the region exclusives that I still need to.
You have a chart. But for people at home listening to the audio podcast, Brian has a chart he's marking off as he captures these Pokemon.
I do. Because I have to figure out, like, all right, well, there's maps you can go. The Silph Road has a map where you can say, I still need a Dratini. Where's a Dratini nest nearby? And it'll put a little dot on the map saying, here's where people have reported that there's a Dratini nest. And so you can drive out there and hang around that area and hopefully catch one. So that was the whole point of this. And it's funny. This is the PDF I created for patrons for the Pokemon Go podcast.
Did you wear a backpack and a little hat and everything?
I did not. No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Making sure. Yeah, it's just I picture like 9-year-old Brian out looking for
Pokemon. I know. It's kind of what it feels like. This does satisfy the little 9-year-old, you know.
Yeah.
Never got into Pokemon. Pokemon wasn't around when I was 9, so.
No. It was we were in our early 20s and we didn't understand the raving about it. It seemed like a kid's thing, but now it's, I don't know, whatever. I actually really like it. I just was hoping they were going to do some sort of PvP encounter stuff. I guess they're not.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Hopefully soon.
All right, Niantic, I'm looking at you.
We'll see if it's too little too late. I mean, it's, you know, it's probably not enough to bring back the hordes of people who were playing this last summer, but I'll bet they pull back, you know, they bring back maybe, I don't know, a tenth or so of the players that they had before.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. That's still a lot if you consider how many there were. But last summer was really interesting. I kind of want to see if that happens again somehow. Maybe they're holding on to some awesome idea that they're going to wait until summer to release to see if they can get people out in numbers again.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know.
Let's get out of here. Patreon.com/TMS is how you find folks support us. I want to thank everybody who does do that already. And if you haven't, please consider it. I've noticed a few upticks in the $5 level, and it really does make a lot of sense. It is $5 a month. And that's 25 cents an episode. It's just insanely cheap. So consider that. And if you have already, well, then we love you already. And we'll keep loving even the people who can't. We understand a lot of you may be between jobs or something. We totally get it.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy the show and you can do it, consider it. It'd be an awesome way to help us stay on the air.
And we do keep teasing this thing that we're adding to the milestones.
You want to? Should we mention it today at PM? The PM edition?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So there's a PM edition at 3:30 today. we will use that as an opportunity to explain what we're doing. We haven't made the switch yet. It's not up on the Patreon yet, but and it's nothing so crazy it's going to mess anybody up, but it's
no,
we're excited about it. So we'll let you know today, 3:30 p.m. Come on back for that right here at twitch.tv/frogpants. Is that it? That's it. Morningstream@gmail.com. I already mentioned that. Find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morningstream, and our website is frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, you brought some go-away music, right?
Some go-away music. Mm-hmm. That's our term for the final cover. This one goes out to Colleen. She says, I don't suppose there are any covers of It's Your Love by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill? Question mark. This genre of music isn't important, or the genre of music isn't important. If not, I would love for Brian to pick anything he deems appropriate. I'd like to dedicate the song to my husband. We've been together for 19 years now. The sneaky bugger has managed to get a dedication on here for me when it was my birthday, and I love the song Brian picked. It really meant a lot to me, as I've been listening to the Frog Pants Family podcast since the hot tub episode of The Instance. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Randy farting in the hot tub for an hour and a half. If this gets played anytime in February, I'd be happy. Happy Valentine's Day and happy anniversary, Jason. I love you very much, and thank you, Brian and Scott, for all the giggles.
Oh, I'm glad we still provide giggles.
We do still provide the giggles.
That's great.
All right, so no, I couldn't find any covers of It's Your Love by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. However, I did go down the Tim McGraw path, and a song that he covered and actually turned into a big single was also covered by The Corrs, and this is a song by Ryan Adams called When the Stars Go Blue. The Corrs included this on their 2006 Greatest Hits collection called the Ultimate Corrs Collection. And they brought Bono in to help with the vocals. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, and it's a good dedication song, I think. It is When the Stars Go Blue featuring Bono by The Corrs.
Here it is. We'll see you guys later today, 3:30 Mountain Time. Come on back for a live show. We'll see you then. Happy now.
stars go blue. When the stars go blue.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
It's fun over and over.